So now we're going to talk about the days when we don't say tachanun. So the Mechaber says, Nogu shlo lipol apneihim. The minhag is not to do tachanun the following days. Lo b'beis ha'avil. Fortunately, if a person is sitting shiva, v'lo b'beis ha'chosan, or if we have a chosan with us, v'lo b'beis ha'kinesis b'yom mila, b'yom. In the shul, when there's a bris happening, v'lo k'shiyesh sham chosan, nor whether is a chosan there. And then the Ramah adds on, and he says, v'davka shemilo achosan ba'oso beis ha'kinesis, meaning if he's in that shul, not like a side room, not a different minyan, avayim ein hamila b'beis ha'kinesis, if the bris is not happening in that shul, afa pi shehu b'beis ha'kinesis acheres, Amrim Tachnun. So Midela will explain, the Mishnah is going to talk this out. If it's in different basic sense, you would say Tachnun. V'yom ha'mila she'eno Amrim Tachnun, davka shachris shemalun esatinuk. When we say, you don't say Tachnun, that's only by shachris when you are doing the bris. We'll see what happens if it's done like in a home, you know, or if they're having a seuda that extends the bris. We'll talk about those cases as well. Avav mincha, but by mincha time, afal pi shemis paulin eitzel hatino kanimo. Even though you are davening by where the bris was, omrim tachnun. You still at that point you do say tachnun. Masha'en kim bechosin, which is a distinction between the case of a chosin she'en omrim tachnun kol hayom shemis paulin eitzel hachosin. You don't say it at all when by the chosin. We'll see if that works for the kala also. If the kala is there, but the chosin is not, do we say tachanun? Interesting. And then velo mikre chosin elabiyom shenichnas lechupa. Halachically, this is a big misconception. We always call the chosin and kala. A chosin is really a halachic category, and they only have a din of a chosin at the chupa. You're not a chosin beforehand. Okay, so I mean,
you erison at the chuppah, not before.
Exactly, right. He's not a chassan yet, but we call him a chassan. Okay, but it's a borrowed term. It's not a halachic term, right? When they call him off the over v'yamod a chassan, he's not really a chassan. Okay. Let's start now. Mishnah Berurah begin in Chaf. Sikkun Chaf says lo b'beis ha'avil. Again, one of the cases where we don't recite tachnun is in a shiva. Hayne kol shiva, the entire 7 days. V'hatam, the reason why you don't say tachnun, da'az minas adin mesuchalav, because there's a very strong presence of strict judgment. V'alkein yeshli zohar, we have to be careful in hagbir minas adin, not to increase this. Kimo hatam sh'de'ein nefilas apayim b'layla. That's the same reason, quotes from the Levush, as to why we don't do this in the evening. V'afil achar shiyotza b'beiso ein tzarech lomar. This is interesting, because sometimes, like for example, different minhagim about saying halel in a Beis Avel. Sometimes we would say, well, if you didn't say it in the Beis Avel, say repeat it when you get home. Here, we're not going to say that. You don't say tachnu once you leave. T'tachnu makomu miyad acher tefilas shmona esrei. That has to come right afterwards. That's the famous gemara we've been speaking about between Mincha Maariv, about whether morning, about making a hefsek between the tefila and the tachnun, with the famous gemara Bava Metzia on Nuntes, where the wife of Rabbi Elezer ben Hyrcanus every morning every day would try to get her husband to stop, would be mafsik him, speaking to him, we forget whatever it was, in order to break from them, right? Kenaba Reish Hasimus. Therefore, that's what we're pointing out, that parallel over here. If you didn't say Tachanun right after Davin, it's no Indian to say it later on. Okay, we're in Chaf. So that you could say. That's not necessarily the real Iker Tachanun. That's just, you know, it's a supplication. V'yish makim, some are lenient on this. V'hine kol zeh daf g'beisa ovel, ein omer tachnun shlol lahag b'midas adin. All that we're saying now is you don't say it in the beis ovel, not to increase this. Aval kisha ovel mispal b'beisa kineses o b'beisacher. Let's say he comes to the shul or something like that. Ein hatzibah nigron acharav. Not everybody follows him, because let's say sometimes an ovel, he can't get a minion in his house. Whenever he comes, then not everybody doesn't follow him. V'omrim tachnun, and then they would in fact say tachanun. If you look in 22, the Dirshinot says an avel. I'm sorry, I read it wrong. Aval im ha'avel atzma yor lifnei hateva. He's davening for the amud in the shul. Basic anesis kosav gesher chayim. That's one of the important works in Hilchos Avelis. Shatzibur lo yomer tachanun. In that case, you don't say it. Chein das Rishlam zamen Orbach. So then, if he's in the minyan, you do say tachanun. If he's leading the minyan, then you don't. He himself doesn't say it. I'm Eli Rabba, Shem is Tapik, that Felix Shem is Palo, the Mokum, Hames, Shein Ha'ava, Beveso, Shelo, Loimar, Tachnun. If you're davening in that place, and even the Ovzatari says you don't say it. Ein Omrim Halo, Beveso, Ha'ava, is what we just said a few minutes ago. This is one of the other things that we don't do. But point out the distinction. Rosh Chodesh, Shem is Palo, Beveso, Ovel. So Rosh Chodesh, Afilik, Shaholich, Achakach, Leveso, Ein Tzarech, Leomro. You don't have to go back and repeat the halal. V'chanukah shagomal, when you say a full halal, again, the minug, just speaking of the background behind this, it's a minug to say a chatzi halal on Rosh Chodesh. It's a minug. So that's why the Ashkenazim make a bracha on it, and the Sfardim do not, because the Sfardim don't make brachas on minhagim. Then in this case, by the Chanukah, tzarech la'omro achar kach lebeis. You do go home and repeat the Hallel. Aval b'Shabbos shechal bo Rosh Chodesh, if it's a Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh, o im kover es meso beregel, if it's on a Yom Tov, afilu im is palim lebeisa ovel, omrim hal. You do say Hallel in this case, kevin she'ein bo avelus. Because technically speaking, it hasn't, we don't do avelus with Farhesia. Okay. Fine. So that was the Avelus case. The opposite spectrum, at times of extreme joy, when you have a chosin, so in Chafal says, velo beisa chosin, hainu mishash nichnas l'chupa. This is so important. Again, we're just speaking out. You're not really a chosin until you, the chupa. Mikodem oimrim. Well, we do say this, tachanun before that, yesh makilin af b'shachris. This is a discussion. Meaning the chosin comes to when he's getting married that day. It's going to be a 3 o'clock chuppah. It's going to be a 5 o'clock chuppah. But you're not a chosin yet. The minhag is to be mekel. But there's what to say. You should say tachanun that morning, right? We don't, but there's at least what to think about, right? V'kosu achron rafilu yotza achachach lebeiso gam kirin tzarech lomer tachanun. The cave and Shehai the base of Choson or base of Knesset b'Shas a Tefila Chol Olav Hasimcha v'Chem b'Mila Dino Hachis. So even if they leave, you'd still say it. V'ol b'base of Knesset b'Yom Mila. You don't say when there's again. That was a Tachanun by a Shiva house with a Choson, and then the next one is with where there's a Bris. We don't say it.
This is only when the Choson is counted as part of the Minyan. Yes, this wouldn't be like the Mincha at the Chuppah Hall.
Oh, good question. Good question. Excellent. So we don't, because therefore the simple. There's important. I'm just flipping to the back for a second. There's an important. I think it's on page 2 over here. To find it again.
I
don't wait.
Yeah,
it's. That
triggered when you said
base of chasim. Okay, v'lo base of knesses beyond milah. Okay, chav base. Where are we? Rotzlo means as follows. The Beis HaKnesses in the shul, the minion, Shiamulu Achakach Bo Es Hatinok, where they're going to be doing the bris. Now look at 30 in the minion. Va'af imolin rak achar mincha, Kosovkum Chaim Kamnievsky, She'ein omrim b'sha'achras tachanuns, even if it's going to be happening later. Le'inyan pidyon haben, Kosov b'shut minchas Yitzchak, Shemei ikar hadin, Chayavim lomer tachanun. You do say it by a pidyon haben, afilu b'tefilas mincha shekodim ha'pidyon. You're doing it right before and you make that. However, Amnon das, Rishlom Zalman Orbach, Shemes palim mincha be'ulam b'zman ha'su'ud ha'pidyon haben, o bar mitzvah, ein omrim tachanun. It's interesting. So these simchas, then you would not say it if you're like, you know, when you're making a, what's it called? You're making a pidyon haben, so then we just had one, but it happened during Nisan, so we weren't saying tachlun anyway, but according to that, there would be at least a tzad to say. Okay, so, yeah.
This is a bris in the shul, or a bris where the bal simcha is part of the minyan?
We're going to get to that right now. We'll get right now, right? So look, the next line. The af she'ein mispalim sham bal habrit, bal bris. Right, so even though they're not there. So look, this let's do 31. Good morning. Vitama Dover reading the Dirshu 31. Kazamogin Kiborim Shemash ain Omrim Tachnun Ain Mashum Simchas Bahabris Lichvodo. It's not because of him. El Lichvod Mitzvah Mila, right? She kiblua bisimcha that we read the Gemara tells us in Shabbos we originally accepted. Any mitzvah we accepted with Simcha, we still do. Today with the transmission of Simcha, so Bris Mila was accepted with Simcha, so it's a Simcha of the Mitzvah. Commercial Kosov have Beis Yosef, Al Hagemara, B'Shabbos, all that's he's quoting. Okay, Lachain, Af Im Ein Bal Habris Sham Ein Omrim Tachrim. So even if he's not there, how could you have a case where he's not there? There's a fascinating. Well, imagine the following. Imagine you have an Israeli who's in the army. He's on some base. He's on some mission. And they give him a mazel tov. You had a boy. We're making a bris. So he's not going to be by the Riss. But he's going to be at the Minyan. So he's davening on Tuesday morning, he's davening Shachris, right? Ubeis Knesset Sheish Bo Kama Minyanim. This comes up frequently. You have many Minyanim. You have a 7 o'clock, an 8 o'clock, a 9 o'clock, whatever it is. Umalim B'Shachris La'achar HaMinyan HaRishon. The 7 o'clock, that's where the Bris is. So does the 8 o'clock Minyan say Tachlin? Is the 9 o'clock Minyan? It's the Kosogram. Chai Kenievsky, Shebe Minyan HaSheini, the next Minyan, the 8 o'clock Minyan, Shemeskayim Kvar Achrin HaBris, Yesh Lomer Tachlin. You do see it. And even if you're going to have parallel Minyanim, if it's not the minyan where it's happening, you say tachnun. V'chein im osim minyan sheni b'chotzer beis hakeneses or b'prozdor, you're making a second minyan on the side. Kos b'shut shevet halev revozner she'im holchin hamispalim achakach kol echad leveso. If they're going home afterwards, they're not participating in the simcha in the bris. Lo yeh b'bris haminig she'omrim tachnun. Then they would be saying tachnun. Okay. Now next, each one of these is chock full. The next line in the Mishnah says, "De'im habalei bris mispalim sham." Right, so who is that? Shekorin habalei bris, the avi habein, the father of asanduk, the one who's holding the baby, the hamohel. So look in the Dershu 32. "De'im ein balei habris mispalim sham." So they're not there. They're not there, but they're rak nimsim bebeis haknesses. But they're in the shul. The father's there, but he's not davening this minyan. Right, mashmos devarb she ain potrin esatibur milom v'tachnun. Just because the mole is there, that doesn't exempt the vrei. V'chein nir medivrei hamakor chayim legabi chosin. If you have a chosin there, but he's not davening, then he says he doesn't potter. She im ainim is pali matzibur ain a potter osam milom v'tachnun. Just because he's there, that doesn't do it. Afshinim se imam beisak kinesis imam's there. Achein bechosin biyom chuposel. You have the chosin on his wedding day. Chosin v'adas Torah b'shem. I'm going to Shlom Kluger, Pesifer Chaim, Shehu Poter, Mitachnun, Af im Einu Mispali, Imahim. He does potter them. Uveshas, Uveshabe Shivas, Imei Amishte, the Sheva Brachas, Einu Poter, Ela im Kei Mispali, Imahim. It's only if he's davening with them. Vahosiv Shedaita, Sheish Lahaka Bechosin, Gam, the Shivas, Imei Amishte, even if he's there, but not davening, Vechein Das, Shlom Zaman Orbach, Sheima Chosin, Mish Taheb, Bebesa Kenes, he's just hanging out. So if the chosin's there, his presence is enough to give simchos. Therefore, they would not say tachnun. Velo hamoitzi or hamevi tinok. Oh, so that he just points out in the parentheses. I stopped a little earlier. What we call the kvater. That's not one of the bala hebris. The person who brings in the baby is not one of them. So there, it's very nice, but they don't necessarily exempt everybody else from saying tachlin. Asha hamilavis acher ein neuflin al panehim. You know, if any one of these people are there, but the bris is not in the same, but they're going to be doing back at the home or something like that, then. Nevertheless, it's still these are called people who exempt from saying the tachnun. Chaf Gimel, velo kishiyesh sham chosin umishum de mitzvah lismoch imo. We have a simcha with him. She simcha nimsheches lechol hanil avim elav. It accompanies everybody who's with him. So since we're with him, we have a simcha also. And there's no tachnun. Chaf Dal beoyse beis hakneses she mispalin baazara. If you're davening in the outer the court. Whatever the lobby, something like that. Came in Shnigron Achre Beis Hakneses. They're drawn after Kishe Ein Sham Aron Uv Teva. There's not an Aron there. Im Kein Kishem Shem Beis Hakneses Ein Omrim. Just like in the shul itself, it's not Gam Heim Ein Omrim. They're not going to say it in their like overflow minion. Afal Pish Mispalin Das Rashal Ubach V'Taz De Ein Omrim Mispalin Eitzel Hatinok. That you don't say it if you're by the baby, Veli Rabba Hechria, he makes a kind of a compromise over here. The im mispalim mincha bebeisa tinok kodim hasuuda or beemtza suuda inom tachnun. So the meal went long or whatever it is, and now you're making a suuda there. So if you're having the suuda there at that point, you still would have this patur. You wouldn't say tachnun by the mincha. Aval la'achar birkas hamazon omrim tachnun. But then you benched already, and now it's time to daven mincha, and you have the kid there, and then you finish the suuda. Says the rabbi, you would yes say tachnun at that point. V'chein kosm derech chaim. V'kosm v'chai adam v'chol zek shemis palim eitzel hatinok. Aval shemis palim bebeis Acher in a different location, Afi Shabal Hebris Sham, even though the father, the Sonic, the Mole is there, Omrim Tachna Fila Kodam Suda before him, because of Ode. The Baal Habris, the Sandak, the Mohel, ain't Omrim La Olam, the Mincha, Afila Acher Birkas Hamazon, the Yom Tov Shalahemhu. Right, that's where people get confused, because the father's not going to say Tachna by Mincha, because this is like a personal Yom Tov for him. Okay, then the last one, Shnichnas Lachuppah. Bizmanenu, Nohagin, Sheinoiflin, Kol Shiva Yime Mishta. We don't do this for this. We don't say Tach the entire 7 days. Afila im Yom Shvi'i, Hu Yom Shmini Shalachopa. Even it's more than Ace La Ace. Im is Paulim Kodim Shayachopa. They were davening beforehand. Like you have a 4 o'clock on a Sunday, and then now it's 4 o'clock the next, the following week later. You're going Im Hayachopa Ma'at Kodim Erev Yom Rishon, right? It's a little before Shki on Sunday. Ein Omrim Tachmim Ad Yom Rishon Haba Ma'at Kodim La'erev. V'davke Im Hayachosim Bochor O Kala Basula. If it's the first marriage for both of them, Aval Almon Shenasa Almana. But if they've both been married before, Ein Zenoeg Rak Shloshi Yomim. It's only 3 days. V'chein Hadin V'hu Rachum. Same thing. V'chein. Look at this. This is wild. We don't do this. L'chein, tov li zogir, shalo yikanes achosn beisa kaneses kol shiva. Yimei mishta. So it's better to keep the chosn at home. Don't bring him to shul for these entire 7 days. Why? Why we keep him home? Shinimnoim loimer tachanun ba'avuro. Because he's going to stop us from saying tachanun. Everybody's always trying to get out of tachanun. Keep the chosn home. Keep him. We don't do this. We bring the chosn to shul. But at least the mishta points out, fascinating thing. I once heard this from Goldberg. You see, this is a fascinating thing. We tell the chosn, stay outside, because the rest of us want to say tachanun. All right. Have a great day, everybody.